Our profile this month looks at the winners of the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize, Denis Mukwege and Nadia Murad. In different ways, both Mukwege and Murad have used their voices to raise awareness that rape is, as Mukwege says, one of the most devastating weapons of war and armed conflict.
Nadia Murad, Yazidi activist. Nadia Murad, 25, was taken captive by ISIS, Daesh, when it attacked the Yazidi community, an ethnic and religious minority of northern Iraq, in 2014. Her mother and six brothers were killed, while she was one of thousands of women that ISIS sold into sexual slavery. Repeatedly violated and sold from one owner to the next, Nadia managed a high-risk escape from ISIS after her latest captor forgot to lock the door of the house. Since arriving as a refugee in Germany in 2015, she has been a key witness to ISIS's crimes against humanity and has written a book about her experiences, The Last Girl. In 2016, Murad gave a powerful testimony to the UN Security Council, where she demanded that the global community help the Yazidi and bring their persecutors to justice. "I was used in the way they wanted to use me," she said. "I was not alone, and perhaps I was the lucky one. I found a way to escape where thousands of others could not." Unfortunately, since ISIS was destroyed as a military force, the world has been quick to forget about the Yazidi. Thousands of women like Nadia are still missing, however, while thousands more traumatized survivors live in refugee camps with little psychological or medical support. Her Nobel Peace Prize is important, therefore, in helping bring people's attention back to the Yazidi and her call to the world to take a tougher line on rape as a weapon of war.
Denis Mukwege, Dr. Miracle. Denis Mukwege, 63, is a gynecologist with a small hospital in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country ravaged by incessant civil war. For years now, Dr. Miracle, as he is known, has been using his surgical skills to help women with horrific vaginal injuries after being violated in the most unimaginable ways. It has made him many enemies, and even resulted in an assassination attempt in 2012. "I keep going thanks to others," he said a few years ago. "Thanks to the women we treat who are so courageous, who show us every day that they won't let themselves be beaten, who have the capacity to get back on their feet despite the atrocities they have experienced." Over the years, Mukwege has helped more than 50,000 women and worked tirelessly to bring international attention to the issue. "I know of no man who has given his life more completely to ending violence against women," says Eve Ensler, a feminist activist. At a time when men are being encouraged by U.S. President Donald Trump and many others to reassert patriarchal domination, this Nobel Peace Prize should be held up as a beacon for all men to follow.